Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With Lance Pry.
Republicans in Texas formally rejected President Biden's election in 2020 and called it illegitimate. Flights have been canceled or delayed over the Juneteenth holiday weekend. Roughly 19,000 flights have been canceled or delayed since Thursday. An unpermitted music event to celebrate Juneteenth in Washington, D.C. ends in the death of a 15-year-old boy. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti provides an update on the shooting.
The officer, I just talked to the officer. I'll be headed to the hospital shortly. He received a gunshot wound to the lower extremity, but it appears that he's going to be okay. The other two individuals that were shot have gunshot wounds. I'm not exactly sure where those injuries are, but it appears they're in stable condition. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the juvenile, it appears he's 15 years of age.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The National Park Service is reporting Yellowstone National Park will partially reopen to visitors on Wednesday after massive flooding last week. Juneteenth became a federal holiday last year under the Biden administration, but there are many states where it is not recognized as a day off. Inflation in Britain has their people taking to the streets.
Thousands of people marched through central London Saturday protesting the soaring cost of living in Britain. They're demanding that the government do more to help people faced with bills and other expenses that are rising faster than their wages. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been criticized for being slow to respond to the rising cost of living crisis. Demonstrators booed as they passed Johnson's official residence at No. 10 Downing Street, according to videos on social media. Russia's war with Ukraine has crimped energy supplies and food staples across Europe. Prices were already going up as demand went up due to the economic recovery from COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The U.S. federal government has printed $5 trillion coming out of COVID. What this did is make your $1 last year worth 91 cents this year. The United States may not be in an official recession yet, according to the federal government, but the nation is in a recession, and it's too late to turn back now. So says financial guru Steve Forbes on Newsmax.
Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve believes that the only way to control inflation is by crushing demand, i.e., creating more unemployment. When they talk about a soft landing or trying to slow the economy down, that means making people poor. There is a better way. The Fed has done it in the past, and that is stabilize the value of the dollar. But instead, they're going to punish the American economy. We may not be in an official recession yet, but millions, tens of millions of American families feel we're in a recession because prices are going up higher than their incomes, and their savings are being drawn down at a rapid pace.
Yeah.
We're in a big mess, and we're going to be already over the cliff on the economy.
Colombia is bracing for a radical change in economic and political direction after electing a former guerrilla to the presidency on a platform of changing the country's economy. 62-year-old Gustavo Petro defeated his opponent in Sunday's runoff vote, giving him a chance at starting a program that includes plans to tax big landowners, halt awarding oil exploration licenses, and revive ties with socialist Venezuela. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got Dennis Allen joining us. And what a background. And a great book that he's presenting for us called The Disciple's Dilemma, Rethinking and Reforming How the Church Does Discipleship. That's a lot there in that quick sentence. And we'll unfold it here shortly. But first of all, I want to bring Dennis on the show. Hey, Dennis, good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, what a background. I mean, you've been a former chief executive officer, a combat-rated U.S. Air Force F-15 fighter pilot. I mean, everybody's still, you know, buzzing about Top Gun. I mean, you were a Top Gun kind of guy. Mission commander and instructor pilot, you know, prior to your business career. I mean, do you kind of like pinch yourself and think, wow, what a life, huh?
What an adventure we have, every single one of us in Christ, and I just happen to have that one.
I mean, wow, this is, I mean, who would have thunk as you were growing up? I mean, what did you want to do when you grew up then?
Well, I think I wanted to be a fireman and a policeman, but I just got the fire lit under me as I began to see these airplanes flying, and it was the Lord just saying, this is what you're going to do, and mm-hmm. like we all have this calling, right? This was mine, and God, right. What a wonderful ride.
What was that like to be, you know, in the cockpit with all that power in your back end thrusting you through the atmosphere?
Yeah, it's a sensory overload. You know, the first time you feel an Eagle jet, the most powerful jet in the world, taking this thing into a vertical ride, right, accelerating, going straight up, is just beyond belief. And you know, we're really glad the Navy guys were able to be disciples of the Air Force and learn a little bit about it.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, talk about you know, getting outside of yourself to be a fighter pilot. I mean, this all has to be trained and so instinctual that you really don't have time to really process the thought, do you?
What a fabulous statement you just made, both in terms of discipleship and flying jets, right? Which is, mm-hmm. we're supposed to live by our muscle memory that's been trained in us, not the muscle memory that defaulted in us from all the stuff we get around us. So, yes, I was discipled by fantastic people in the Air Force, many of them believers, mm-hmm. who taught me how to operate the machinery with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, and talk about that gospel amongst fighter pilots. And I guess the joke is really for all of us in the Air Force, we kept telling everybody that our mission in life was to introduce enemy fighter pilots to Jesus.
That's great. Well, you know, and to be in that experience, I mean, it's interesting to hear you relate Jesus to being a fighter pilot. And maybe because you're on a razor's edge and, you know, maybe the division between life and death is so blatantly clear for you that you figure, well, the only way you can really get through this is by hanging on Jesus' garment. Is that fair?
Well, there's a lot of people who try to deal with ego, but over mm-hmm. time and over years, that doesn't work. And you see a lot of guys, I think, just simply living the glory days in memory, but living with the fact that their ego can't support them through life, where Christ, my hope is in Christ. I'm a bond servant of Christ. I'm not in that cockpit for the glory. I'm in there because this is my calling, just as the warriors in the Old Testament and the New Testament were called, right? And so we live for that. That's in our vocation. Let's do everything with all of our heart, mind, and soul. And that's the disciples' calling.
Is that one of the key golden nuggets that you learned in the seat of that F-15?
Yeah, I think it really was that, first of all, in any kind of high-performance situation, which all of us as believers should be providing all of our heart, mind, and soul, that performance in a situation, it was really great to have people teaching me how to give everything, heart, mind, strength, to be able to make it work, right? And to have people alongside you also saying, and that's because of Christ calling you to this vocation, just made it even better.
Wow, that's incredible to hear you put it in these terms, because, you know, as I mentioned, Top Gun, we didn't get any kind of profession of faith or any sense of connection with the heavenlies with Tom Cruise and the character that he played.
Yeah, you know, what it's a Navy love story, right? And what a wonderful hero story you have for the summer. We like that, too. But at the end of the day, it's about entertaining, where in the cockpit, life's a little different than Top Gun might portray it for a number of reasons. Just like the rest of us, our lives look like workaday lives in so many ways, but with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength as disciples running the race well, the world is a different place when disciples are engaged.
Well, Dennis, in your book, The Disciple Dilemma, the question is, why is discipleship on the decline?
Let me give the provocative headline, and folks, you know, if you really don't like what I say, you can blame Bill.
Okay.
the reality is we're in I'm going to use the term leadership crisis. This is not an attack on pastors. It's not an attack on churches and the leadership inside churches, but we're in a leadership crisis because discipleship has been hijacked. It's been hacked by centuries old traditions, non-biblical ones, that are hiding in plain sight around us and eroding discipleship. How's that for a start?
Exactly. Well, I think it goes back a little bit here, Dennis, if I might add, to first principles. You know, it's kind of like you say, you know, you've said repeatedly, all your mind, your strength, everything about you is all committed to this idea. Well, we've lost that sense of connectivity with what it is that we stand. We were talking with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller earlier in the show, and his Sunday sermon was about, having done all to stand, you keep standing. But you got to know what you're standing on, right?
Absolutely right. And the challenge for us is to stop thinking about the blame being on the individual believer not knowing enough or not doing enough, and beginning to look at the fact that Christian culture, and this begins with leaders, has to begin retraining all of us so that our muscle memory, our DNA, the operating system in us is saying, I am a bondservant, not a glorified individual, and I'm running a race for Christ. We've got to change that culture.
Exactly. And understanding that it is a process. I mean, you don't apprehend that muscle memory immediately. It's trained. I mean, we were watching over the weekend, of course, the U.S. Open, and the skill level of these golfers. I mean, this is like probably millions of golf balls of practice that they've hit to come to that point, right? And yet we approach our faith and our walk with God like weekend golfers.
We played with this idea in the disciple dilemma a little bit, and to use your illustration, it's a little bit like handing people a putter and a driver, letting them go to the U.S. Open and see it, and then say, you're totally equipped, everything's great, now you're ready to play. And that's not right.
No. And this is why professional golfers, you know, say, look at, they're happy to bring any amateur golfer out there. And even move them up, not even play from the same distances that the pros do, and they would not even break 100.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's a process. It's time. It's effort. It's practice.
Yeah, but again, you know, again, I appreciate what you're talking about with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You've got to be so sold out and committed to that, because what we're finding in today's church, sadly, according to Barna here, Dennis, is that so many of the pastors in the pulpit today do not hold to a biblical worldview. That's that solid rock that we must stand on. This is what's deteriorating our church today. We've got more from Dennis after this.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Dennis Allen, his new book, The Disciple Dilemma. You know, Dennis writes that, you know, Jesus designed and directed the deployment of an operating system that he said was to be taken to all the world. I mean, Jesus did this, and he laid it out, and I'll tell you, he put everything into it. I mean, went so far as to the cross, so that his mission, that his goal would be realized, and he empowered the church so much so that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. But he says, look, now it's up to us to go forth and take this gospel message. Now, Dennis, why would Jesus tell us to do something that we weren't equipped to do?
What a fabulous system he developed for us, both in terms of the operating system itself, which is the stuff that the individual is to learn, but also the culture that the leaders were given, both in the Old and the New Testament. This is just written out so beautifully. Build people's muscle memory this way. Interact with people this way so that we have wingmen flying with us in relationships to go into all the world and help people ask for the reason for the hope that's within us.
So what's happened? Is it that we thought we had a better way? Is it the spirit of the modern age that says that we know better than God getting in the way?
A lot of people want to try to look exclusively at current culture, but the argument that we put forward in the book is that if you wind the clock back 18 centuries and you start looking at when, for example, Constantine made the church popular and legit, people are rushing in, and the leadership of the church was unequipped or unaware of how these crowds were showing up. They weren't discipling them. They were sticking them in the pews. That's one example where we began to realize we have been hacked because we think crowding together is all there is in discipleship, a little bit like just having a putter and a driver makes you a golfer.
Right.
Neither of those are true, right? The reality is, we must gather, we must pray, we must worship, we must go on mission trips, we must have small groups. But at the end of the day, we all have to be surrendered bondservants. And that got lost a long time ago.
And that's the goal of discipleship, right? That we would bring people of like-mindedness that are equally sold out, that we would come alongside shoulder to shoulder and back to back to reinforce, this original thought. And in doing so, it would advance it and naturally take it to its next level. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely take it to its next level. If that culture is about aligning people together, one-on-ones, one-on-twos, so that we're walking through life together. It's not a perfect script. It's not a movie. It's the reality of moving through life together. And if we don't build it that way, we're walking away from the biblical model that Jesus gave us, and we're going to get brand, power, optional lordship, and just the hope that gathering in groups makes us disciples, and they don't.
What exactly is discipleship?
Discipleship is transformation. If I had to give you my grasp of this, it is the metamorphosis of a human being into becoming a bondservant. My muscle memory is moving away from my demands and wants and issues and wishes. And with the gifts God has given me, transforming into a follower bondservant, fully surrendered, who has been out in the world being weird, so that people will ask, what is it that's driving you? Who are you?
Right. And part of the dilemma is what Paul said. You know, the things that I want to do, I don't. That which I don't, I do. This is an ongoing conflict. And guess what? Jesus understood this, right?
He just did such a great job of laying in front of us, follow this path. Just like he told Peter in John chapter 21, stop looking at John. You follow me in the calling I've given you, and this will work.
Right. Exactly. Well, and the thing is that it is tough when you are in the world and not to be of the world to understand what that is all about. And it's especially tough because the reason that we want discipleship is that we need people coming together who are consistent with that same end. It's like a baseball team. If you have all these disparate people coming on the team and they all have a different idea of how to score and how to win, it isn't accomplished. But when you see those teams that may not be as skilled, you might see that, their pay records do not reflect, a bunch of champions on the bench. But what they have is they have esprit de corps and they have a togetherness that is unparalleled and very powerful, isn't it?
That's right. But the trap goes even a little further with the way it's been set up, which is, hey, all you players, you stay on the bench. The coaches are going out on the field to play the ball game, right? The pros go out there and do that. You stay on the bench. And that's absolutely false against discipleship. You know, we need our pastors as our pros coaching and teaching and developing us, but we've got to be on the field.
Right, exactly. And our pastors and our leaders have to be honored in such a way that we have to pray for them that they are getting, you know, the revelatory word of God so that they are advancing the cause and that we're doing this together in unity. For this end purpose and this this vision, this mission that Jesus has laid before us, right?
Right. And my plea would be, Bill, that people would recognize that the challenges that we as a culture are throwing at our pastors and at our churches and at our disciples are hiding among us in plain sight. We're not equipped today because we haven't looked back at the biblical warnings and the biblical model for being disciples. And this stuff that's gumming up our operating systems, our pastors deserve help, coach, and support to be able to see those problems and to address those problems so we can break the dilemma.
Dennis, let's talk about first steps. What do we do?
The first thing that we've got to decide as people is, do we really have a problem? You know, when you look at, and you quoted a minute ago, 40% of people around today in churches don't even think that Jesus is God, is the Christ. We've got 60% of nuns and duns walking out the door of the church as millennials and Gen Zs. We've got 80% of the church with nothing more relevant than 1.7 times a month they're going to church for a sermon. No Bible study. No prayer life, no fellowship, and we've got 90% of the people, Bill, statistically, who are attending church today saying, it's not my job to talk about my faith. Do we have a problem? If we have a problem, then perhaps the Old and the New Testament tell us the path forward to get out of this.
Okay, so admit that we have a problem. And it's going to be the Holy Spirit that shows that to you, right? And so if the Holy Spirit is going to show you that you've got a problem, wouldn't you think that it would be the Holy Spirit to tell you what the next step is to do, right?
Absolutely. And he gave us this magnificent diagnostic manual that does tell us from the Holy Spirit, read these words, read the map that we've set up in the Old and the New Testament saying, here's how discipleship flourishes. It's not a microwave pizza. It's a greenhouse growing plants, right? We have to tend to this. And that process becomes leadership saying, I see the problem. I'm going to go back to the version 1.0 model Jesus gave us, and we're going to rebuild our local community culture in the line of Christ's discipleship.
This is a local issue, isn't it, Dennis?
Absolutely a local issue. There is no national CD tape program series or talk that's going to solve this. It's local.
Is this going to be something that's led by the senior pastors in the pulpit, or is this led by some brave men or those that God has called? And last time I checked, he's called all of us, didn't he? But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say both and, because some of us as informal leaders are going to have to come alongside the pastor and say, please, we've got to look at this and decide, right? Other times the pastors can start it. But in both cases, we have to set the example, set the culture in motion so that people go, oh, that's who I am. That's who I'm called to be. That is, as Darth Vader would say, my destiny.
Right. Exactly. And, I mean, because at the end of the day, we'll be measured on two things. We're going to be measured, first of all, did we believe in Jesus, and what did we do for the kingdom to that end, right?
Absolutely.
Or is that too simplified?
Well, I think that we get into this very shallow view that we get converted, everything's fine, I can go back to doing what I was doing. We make the point in the book, Disciple Dilemma, that salvation is the end of the beginning. And the fuller life is that person. This is not about salvation at this point now. This is about the loving obedience to Christ to be a bond servant before him, giving up my life, dying to myself, taking up my cross.
Got to leave it there, Dennis Allen. Thank you for being with us.
Sponsored by T-Mobile. T-Mobile has invested in its network resources and expanded its emergency response fleet to be ready for whatever this year's hurricane and wildfire seasons bring its way. June 1 is the official start of the hurricane season. T-Mobile has made network resiliency investments, added new response vehicles and thousands of backup generators, and launched a new collaboration with the Weather Channel to keep customers, communities, and first responders connected when needed most. T-Mobile also shared tips so that everyone can take active steps to prepare before and during weather events. Make a disaster kit with a list of emergency numbers and waterproof resealable bags and chargers. Download the Red Cross and FEMA apps and subscribe to your local authorities' text alerts on your phone. Download the Weather Channel app on your smart TV or streaming device and ensure your communication devices are fully charged. T-Mobile is preparing to support a more resilient network in the face of storm season, and customers can be prepared too. Visit T-Mobile.com/news for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans in Texas formally rejected President Biden's election in 2020 and called it illegitimate. Thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed over the Juneteenth holiday weekend. Roughly 19,000 flights have been canceled or delayed since Thursday. An unpermitted music event to celebrate Juneteenth in Washington, D.C. ends in the death of a 15-year-old boy. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti provides an update on the shooting.
The officer, I just talked to the officer. I'll be headed to the hospital shortly. He received a gunshot wound to the lower extremity, but it appears that he's going to be okay. The other two individuals that were shot have gunshot wounds. I'm not exactly sure where those injuries are, but it appears they're in stable condition. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the juvenile, it appears he's 15 years of age.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back with you. America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We got Tim Graham, the executive editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Tim, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, great to have you here. Want to talk about how the media has been missing in action when it comes to dealing with serious issues like let's just put it in simple terms, the protest, the public protest in front of the homes of Supreme Court judges. And I thought it was quite interesting this week, Tim. I don't know if you read this, but, Britney Spears is actually protected more than a judge on the Supreme Court. Her ex-husband tried to crash the wedding, and he ends up getting arrested. But yet all these people trying to intimidate judges on a very serious Roe v. Wade decision that is forthcoming, they're scot-free. And I've also been surprised, and I've mentioned this on several occasions, that there has not even been a citizen's arrest, because what these people are doing are illegal in front of the judges' homes, is it not?
It is. It's considered intimidation of federal judges. It's, Supreme Court justices on down federal judges, that you're not supposed to march in front of their house. And so, the Washington Post has done stories sort of glorifying them. One of the neighbors of Brett Kavanaugh has been leading these protests, and now some people are protesting her, so I guess she's getting a little taste of her own medicine. But look, I think the news media on this are too busy with, we want to do the scary right-wing insurrectionists, and you know, these are our people. They're our protesters. We are not going to report on them. We're not going to denounce them. We don't expect the president to denounce them. We don't even expect the president to denounce, you know, throwing firebombs into pro-life centers.
Exactly.
You know, it is a complete and total double standard. And, you know, if the news media were going to say to themselves, how do we build our credibility back with people who don't trust us? Well, why don't you just try the strategy of, we as the news media will say, we try to enforce standards of civility in our democracy. So we try to say, don't bomb your opponents. How's that for a start?
Right, exactly.
You know,
I mean,
let's be against rioting of all kinds.
But you're exactly right, Tim, and I think the thing that's greatly being overlooked is who's throwing the firebombs. You know, who's bringing the guns? Who's creating all the damage? I mean, who created $4 billion worth of damage? It wasn't conservatives. It wasn't Christians that did this. It was the lunatic fringe of the left. And, you know, the same thing. I mean, look what happened with the McCloskeys. I mean, they go and they even take their case to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court tosses it out, and it's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. All they were doing was protecting their property. They had people that broke into their community, and they were holding guns to defend their property. A lot of good it would have helped for the number of people that were, you know, walking through their neighborhood that just knocked their gate down, but it was enough to intimidate them to, you know, keep them from coming in. And as they were coming in, they were threatening, hey, we're going to come in and we're going to take over your property. We're going to do all kinds of damage. And because they had guns and they were holding these people back, they didn't fire around or anything. They're the ones that get arrested.
Well, I mean, once again, I mean, you're in a Democrat city, and Democrat cities run on Democrat justice, and Democrat protesters are never wrong. You know,
right.
And it's
right.
We saw all this in 2020, which was you can burn down the drugstore, and that's considered, it's a racial reckoning, and the country deserves it. Well, what if you're the guy that runs
exactly.
the furniture store or the drugstore that gets burned down? Oh, your insurance will cover it. It's not exactly the standard they use. If, you know, when you attack the Capitol, they're not going to say, oh, the federal government can rebuild the Capitol, so we should be able to pillage and knock things over and set things on fire. That's not the standard they've had for the Capitol. It's not the standard we should have for the Capitol. But why don't you have a single standard against riots and property destruction?
Mm-hmm. Well, we do. They just choose not to not to adjudicate the law. It sways with whatever their interest happens to be. Like you said, the clear comparison and the question we've constantly asked is, how much damage did Black Lives Matter do to D.C. when they protested? I still see fires. I saw a church almost burnt down. All kinds of destruction taking place versus what happened on January the 6th.
Well, see, it's like they want to cover Black Lives Matter as a noble idea and not as a group. I mean, you could actually lose sight of the idea that there's actually a group named Black Lives Matter that took in millions of dollars from individuals and woke corporations and then started buying mansions with it. None of that's going to make the news media. They're interested in the noble concept and not the grubby reality.
Right. And the noble concept, I'm having a hard time understanding, because everything that they show me, Tim, is ignoble. It's not noble at all. Like you say, from buying mansions to how they're trying to advance the cause of, as they say, Black Lives Matter. That's all a shroud. That's not anything of value and substance, is it?
Well, the noble idea, you know, they want to run around and say, well, Black Lives Matter. And everybody's going to say, okay, that sounds good, but what else? And the group should really be called Cops Are Racist Killers, because that's their real platform. If you read what they were saying, now they're Marxist trained community organizers. Oh, you can't say that, or you might be right wing. But it's this whole notion of a deep loathing of the police, and a deep desire to get rid of police. And, you know, you can look at cities like Minneapolis. How did that work out when you started detaching the police?
Exactly. Well, and the way it's worked out in other communities as well. And, of course, the people that were going to be most affected immediately started shouting, no, do not defund police. We don't need we need more police, right? But they were overheard. They were not paid attention to. They were going to go ahead and go along with this faux narrative, you know, from Black Lives Matter, this, as you say, this Marxist group that are community organizers that aren't about building and truly reforming. They're about a total destruct of the current system.
And what's really funny is you get like our taxpayer-funded National Public Radio, where they try to cut snippets of a video where one of the co-founders very clearly says she's a Marxist, and she's trying to say, oh, the right-wingers are all trying to denounce her as a Marxist. It's like, just listen to the video. It's all right there. I mean, it's
exactly.
So, I mean, this is the problem we have. And I mean, I've shown a particular light on how sick it is. The taxpayer-funded NPR is promoting authors who say it's a good idea that we riot. That's exactly what we need to get rid of the police in this country, is to riot. And they give them airtime and promote them.
Exactly. Well, and it's amazing, you know, and as you reported on, in terms of, you know, the focus of the media over the weekend and still continues to be, is they're still trying to hype this January 6th hearing. Most of the people have checked out. I mean, the ratings clearly indicate that. There's nothing new that they're presenting. It's just like a third installment of the Trump impeachment campaign.
You know, there's a few, like, new pictures. There might be a few new things Ivanka said on video. But, yeah, the narrative's exactly the same. And they're replaying and replaying and replaying because they have this notion in their heads that this is really the secret sauce that's going to help them win in the midterms. I don't know where they get this idea. Where, you know, inflation's 8.6%. People are paying $5 a gallon for gas. And they're running around saying, well, that doesn't matter. You really need to focus on what happened 74 weeks ago.
Right, exactly. And there's just something about what they have done with Donald Trump in creating him a boogeyman that just scares the holy what have you out of them, right?
Well, I mean, look at it this way. If what they're scared of is Donald Trump running again in 2024. Well, they could just stop talking about him, but they can never stop talking about him. They can't treat him like a guy who lost the election, and all go away. No, he is at the center of all of their, you know, all of their coverage. It's nonstop Trump, 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 Trump. And they tried
exactly.
This in Virginia in 21 and lost the governor's race, and now they're going to do it in the midterms all over again.
It's too wearing, I got to tell you, Tim Graham. And thank you so much for being with us. He's the executive editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Tim Graham. Thank you, Tim. Take care.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Alveda King is with us, the chairman of the Center for American Dream at American First Policy Institute. Alveda, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Good. Great to be with you as well.
Well, I've been wanting to talk to you particularly about Roe v. Wade and what looks, as an optimistic sign coming from the Supreme Court. Give us a breakdown on what you see happening.
Well, if we just look back just a few weeks ago when there was a leak and so much controversy over how did somebody get an opinion from the Supreme Court prematurely, and there was suspicion as to who leaked it, which side leaked it, turned out it forced a conversation that needed to occur with people really taking a look at what is the Doe case. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. the Dobbs case.
Yes, Dobbs, yes.
It will be both, and that was earlier, but the Dobbs case. And with the Dobbs case, it will send the issue and questions about abortion and the legality back to the states to determine, to reexamine, so the people would get an opportunity to see what has happened since Roe v. Wade became law that made, well, a decision that made abortion legal in this country. So ultrasounds have happened, women's testimonies about how much harm was done to them because of the abortions, the fathers regretting the abortion, and, you know, other things. The economy was affected by abortion because you killed a significant amount of babies who would have been born who have worked to pay into Social Security, for example. So
exactly.
All of those kinds of issues can be reexamined when a Dobbs case goes back to the states.
Yes. So
I don't want to use the word if, I want to use the word when, because it seems to be very promising.
Right.
One of the justices did say that that was a draft of an opinion. So it's very likely. We're waiting. We thought we were going to have something this week. It doesn't seem as though we will. Maybe next week.
Well, we've been also waiting to see the court standing out in unanimity against the release here and coming to a conclusion to find out exactly who did something that was unprecedented and could end up costing them their jobs. But that's a side issue. More importantly is what you and I have been talking about from day one, and that is the experiential anecdotal information that has been coming down in droves since the passing of Roe v. Wade in 1973, right?
Absolutely. And there have been other cases along the way that were not always decided favorably for life, but gave room for a reexamination of the whole issue. So here we are again.
Well, and we're you know, and I think that from a standpoint, because of God's grace and mercy, Alveda, that we find ourselves at this point. I mean, if any of us were God and we were convicted of killing 63 million plus babies, that's it. You're done. But God in his grace and mercy has brought us to this point, and hopefully it is to come to the proper decision. As you say, let it go back to the states. Let them decide what's going on. Those on the left would want you to believe that this is a total eradication of, of abortion. That is not the case. It's a reanalysis in light of, oh, yes, right, the science and anecdotal information very powerfully that you said, and I'm glad to hear you say that it's not only women but men who are realizing, as you and I talked about this a couple of years ago, that an increasing number of men are realizing, oh my God, I have participated in the death of my child.
And the other point with that, and that's true, men do regret lost fatherhood. Jack Brewer over at America First Policy Institute, over at the Center 1776 and Opportunity Now, he is pushing for fathers and bringing fathers back front and center into the relationships, into the home, into the issues that impact our families, and it's very important. And when you actually think of it this way, God's grace and mercy, which you mentioned, now, if it had not been for God's grace and mercy, because I used to be pro-choice, and I had abortions, two abortions and a miscarriage because of damage done to my body by the abortions. President Trump used to be pro-choice. He became pro-life. And so that's what the opponents really fear. The more you examine the question and put the facts out there, the more people are going to wake up and say this is wrong.
Exactly.
So they wanted to shut it down. They've not been able to because the discussion is here now. And a point was made to me recently, explaining to everybody that Dobbs will not end abortion immediately. It will just send it back for reexamination at the states for we the people to elect people who are going to be fair and look at the issues properly. However, on an earlier phone call, someone said, well, why don't you just ask people to reexamine what an abortion is and ask people, is there any case you can consider where it would have been better not to abort, and why would it have been better not to abort, and how could it be better to not abort if people were more helpful in affirming life? And then ask people again, do you know what an abortion looks like? Do you know what an abortion does to a human being? So these are questions that are now being reexamined, and rightfully so, and we just need to continue, but not with judgment, not with anger, and all of that, but just depending on God's grace to open my eyes. And I want to change the subject and come right back to it, Bill, since you didn't ask me this. But to open blind eyes, you know, people say we're colorblind. We don't see color. We need to see color because that's ethnicity. We need to see the baby in the womb, which we can easily do with these ultrasounds now. So it's time to stop turning a blind eye to everything that we don't want to deal with.
Exactly. Well, and you say, people will ask these questions. It reminds me of people who came to Jesus and said, look, if you just show us one more miracle, we'll believe you. And words, you know, and he almost had to laugh at them. And it's almost the same way. I mean, here, you've produced a movie on Roe v. Wade. There's a great documentary, A Matter of Life. I mean, there has been a profound number of very powerful scientific expressions of abortion. I don't know what else people need to see to be convinced that this is absolutely evil, and listen to the broken hearts of women such as yourself who bought into the narrative that here was abortion was supposed to be rare and safe. And we're finding out time and again, it's not so. We have women committing suicide because the grief and the realization of having participated in an abortion is so immense and so troubling for them. They'd rather die than to live with the pain of knowing that they killed their child, right?
And safe, legal, and rare, the only part of that that's true, and Hillary Clinton, she actually ran on some of that. But it's only legal. It's not rare. And it's not safe. Abortion is just legal. And so women are suicidal, as you say, just grief-stricken and all that. Jesus healed me because from mine. It really is the love and blood of Jesus to heal me. And that's available to all of us, thank goodness. And that's back to the mercy of God. So this is the time and this is the season for this, Bill. It just
is. It's interesting, based on what you're saying, is that here we are at this point in time. This is an appointed time that God has set aside for us to deal with this issue. Will he be honored and glorified?
This is the time. This is the time we have to answer God. And there are a lot of people who know the truth, but they don't want to tell the truth because they don't want the heat. They don't want the to be ostracized or the peer pressure. So they look the other way, and that's there. I'm saying blind, can't see, can't talk. No, it's time to speak up and to strengthen our elected officials with our votes that say, hey, when we vote for you, we want you to stand firm on this, and we will stand with you.
Is God judging America, Elvita?
Judgment is always here. Judgment, but mercy overrides judgment. So there is judgment, absolutely, but there's always an opportunity to repent in the middle of judgment. So this is the time to repent. It's time.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that is so critical, because it comes at that moment where you're confronted with the truth of God, and what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose life and death? If you choose life, then that will bring you to your knees, because you have to reconcile yourself with the truth of God, don't you?
We have to reconcile ourselves with the truth of God, repent, forgive others. I had to repent and forgive the doctor who did the abortions, those doctors. I had to forgive all of the circumstances that brought me to it, those choices. So when we repent and we forgive others, God forgives us, and we are healed.
Well, this is such an important time, I believe, in this country's history, and dare I say the world's history, because as it goes in America, so it goes around the world. We're realizing this, that America's tentacles, its impact, its influence around the world should not be underestimated. And the world is looking at us, as Ronald Reagan said, that light on a hill, and we are light bearers of the truth of God. And here's our opportunity to come before the Father, to cry out for repentance, to be reconciled to a holy and awesome God that says, Alvita, he says to us, I love you, and I want you to be with me, doesn't he? You got about 50 seconds left. I'm going to let you finish it up. Go ahead.
Absolutely, and I'm thankful for the airwaves that belong to us. The prince of the power of air has been defeated by Christ, and we proclaim these truths. Bill, you keep raising that banner. We are salt, and we are light. We must continue to tell the truth and trust in the Lord.
Dr. Alvita King, chairman of the Center for the American Dream at America First Policy Institute. God bless you, Alvita. Thank you for being with us.
God bless you, Bill. Thank you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN.